special negligence doctrines and statutes. Here we have, we'll talk about negligence per se. Per se means by law, so negligence per se. And may occur if an individual violates a statute or an ordinance providing for a criminal penalty, and that violation causes another to be injured. What the injured person must prove is the standard of conduct required by the statute, is the duty, and the defendant owes to the plaintiff, and a violation of the statute is breach of that duty. So the plaintiff will show that there was a statute on point, an ordinance on point. The defendant has breached it, has breached the statute shows the conduct that needed to happen, the behavior, and the defendant was in violation, and therefore that violation was a breach and caused the injury. Next, we have special negligence statutes. So, Good Samaritan statutes. What it is a person who received voluntary aid from others cannot turn around and sue the Good Samaritan for negligence. Crashed your car, Good Samaritans run up and try to save you. Maybe they have some more injury, cause more injury to pull you out, or maybe not even more injury. You should say, because of their action, I'm paralyzed. I am suing you for this. So there are things called the Good Samaritan statutes to promote Good Samaritans to help another, not to punish them. And then we have the Dram Shop Act. Here we have a bar owner or bartender may be held liable for injuries caused by a person who became intoxicated while drinking at the bar, or who was already intoxicated when served by the bartender. Okay, so bartenders or the bar shop can be held liable under the Dram Shop Act, which they let the person who's inebriated leave, and then that person gets injured or causes injury.